Television and radio broadcasters use bandwidth, a spectrum of frequencies set aside just for them, but that spectrum is getting awfully crowded these days as things like smartphones and other devices grow in number. University of South Florida Board of Trustees voted in favor of putting the spectrum WUSF-TV uses up for auction. As WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, that might mean the station goes off the air, or it might not.
Doc Martin, Father Brown, and Rick Steves could be looking for a new home a few months from now. USF's Board of Trustees voted unanimously to join a federal auction where the spectrum used by WUSF Television is put up for sale to the highest bidder, which will likely be a cell phone company. The spectrum is the pathway that a video signal is broadcast on. Once the auction starts and a dollar value is set, the university has several options. It ranges from selling the entire spectrum, which means the station would go off the air, or switching to another channel, or sharing a channel with another local broadcaster, or doing nothing. Trustee John Ramil said USF would get the biggest percentage of the auction's proceeds by completely selling its spectrum. He responded to another trustee's comments that the television spectrum may have some future value that the university doesn't know about yet.
Let's play with numbers here. Let's say it's worth $100 million. Are we willing to give up 25 or 50% of that to preserve some option in the future?
Sam Bell is a member of the Volunteer Partners Board that advises WUSF Public Media, which oversees the TV station. He says the board supports joining the auction, but not the option of totally selling the video spectrum and having the station go off the air.
I think it's extremely important for the community at large and for the university, and I think it would be a real shame if we went dark.
The auction does not impact WUSF's radio stations. Final proposals are due to the Federal Communications Commission by the end of December, with the auction beginning early next year. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.